This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, to cut to the chase, much to cover again today, it's interesting to note you're looking at, well, so many protesters, right? And again, keep in mind, this is a part of the communists, their tactics, what they want to bring forth. They want to create domestic insurrection, which we have been warning you about for a long, long time. Guess what, friends? Now we're here in the present, and everybody's throwing their hands up in the air saying, how did this happen? What's the problem? Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. When you look at riot, in a positive, friends, the word riot, if you really take a good look at the definitions and the reason people riot, riot is the voice of the unheard. You do need to understand that. But I also want you to understand, not only is riot the voice of the unheard, but also keep in mind, the voice of riot that you're hearing today is not a voice of the lawful or the righteous. It's the unrighteous. They want their rights that God did not give them. And folks, there's a difference between rights that God has bestowed lawfully, because we understand that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, right? And we need to make distinction between that and what says on the other side of what they want to call their rights, folks. It's called licentiousness. This isn't liberty. This is licentiousness. And they have it mixed up in meaning. But you do need to understand, the voice of riot that you're hearing today is only those that have been raised up by a school system that has been illegally indoctrinating those kids that have been in public schools. Because for a long time I've been sharing that these people, these young people that are rioting today, that are attempting to overthrow the older generation, this is all fueled illegally by the federal government. You do understand that through a violation of the Bill of Rights, number 10, because this, the federal government has no business indoctrinating your kids whatsoever. And keep in mind, what you're seeing concerning these protests today is the fruit of lawlessness in your government. And the fruit of lawlessness in your government is the fruit of lawlessness concerning we, the people in the United States of America, that don't know the difference. How many times on Facebook, folks? How many times on live feeds? How many times on emails? People make comments without a lawful reference in any sense of their stance. And then the American people wonder why we are in trouble today. We're in trouble today because people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and there is no getting around it. But taking it to those that are responsible to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, concerning the politicians in this country, you do need to understand it's the politicians that are the ones that are advocating lawlessness in the first place. And again, it goes back to the church, and it goes at large, folks, back to the front doors of each and every one of us in this country to take responsibility to right the wrongs. Now, I know you're not getting that message from today's conservative, yesterday's liberals. I know that. I know that you're not getting that message from the church. You're getting a message from the church of false grace. Go ahead and smack the Lord in the face. Go ahead and allow him to be crucified over and over and over again. Just tell him you're sorry and turn around and do it again. That's called false grace. That's called using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And also keep in mind, that is the reason I'm on the radio today, is to contend with such foolishness, friends. Men that have crept in at unawares. And what are they doing, friends? They are teaching a false grace. And we need to confront it. And I'm doing live radio right now, friends, so just hold up with me if you might. I'm going to pull this up. This just came to my aid. And it tells us in the book of Jude 1, verse 4, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ." That's exactly what we're dealing with. It's exactly what we are dealing with, friends, in this country today. Exactly. And why it is the American people, well, some will say, I get it, Bradley. I totally understand everything you're telling us right now. Well, I'm glad you understand, but are you fighting the good fight of faith? And that's really what it comes down to. But again, let me go back to this, friends. The voice of the unheard is what you're hearing today. And it's not a lawful voice. They have not a lawful leg to stand on, not a one of them, that are protesting, because they can't legitimize lawfully why it is in so many different cases and scenarios, friends. As folks, many of these people don't even know who they're protesting. They're just doing it because their friends are doing it. But again, when you look at what's going on here, folks, you have the state-controlled media attacking Trump for taking a stand. Now, wherever that is, I guess we're going to see when it all shakes out, aren't we? Who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? We're going to know the fruit of Donald Trump real quick, aren't we, friends, as to what he really means to do and what he does. And we're going to know him not by what he says, but by what he is doing today. He's standing up against the illegals. And we're told by the state-controlled narrative, namely the likes of CNN and MSNBC, can you believe what Donald Trump is doing concerning these illegal Muslims? I mean, folks, are you paying attention to the fruits of this religion? And keep in mind, they're using the Muslims just like any other group to upend your constitution. Just keep that in mind. The atheists, the communists, the homosexuals, now the Muslims. See, it's the CIA that's creating all of this hate. The enemy of your souls is the one that is trying to divide and conquer us one against another. And we need to rise above that, friends. We need to rise against that and above this. But the fact of the matter is, what we have in front of our faces is to absolutely stand against these foreigners that are coming into this country, not to assimilate, but to upend who we are as a people. They are stacking the cards against us, friends, and you have these useful idiots on the street, in many cases don't even know what they're protesting, but they're protesting the likes of Donald Trump. Let's call it for what it is. They're protesting against the laws of our Constitution. Folks, these people don't even realize that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952. It was a Nationality Act passed in June of 27th, 1952. Revised the laws relating to immigration, naturalization, and nationally for the United States. The acts which became public law 414 established both law and the intent of Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States and remains in effect today. And among many of these issues it covers, one in particular found in Chapter 2, Section 212, is the prohibition of entry into the United States if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or any unconstitutional means. And that's exactly what we're seeing today, friends. And yet you have the voice of the unheard riding in an unlawful position.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Twitter, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Also want to let you know, friends, if you want to go ahead and give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. A whole lot of stuff going on in your country. There's no getting around this, folks. I'm telling you what, it is getting hot and it is getting heavy, and this is all good because it shakes those that are asleep wide awake. Read Ephesians 5 when you get a moment, friends. Read Ephesians 5. I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, and then I'm going to get back to what I was just highlighting during the first segment, and I want you to listen carefully. I'm also going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments. And again, friends, one more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And P.S., posted script, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No question about it. We follow the Christ here. I just had a meme pop up on a live feed here. It was an old one from about a year ago, and it was none other than Andrew Jackson, and the seventh president of the United States of America, who had rightly said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." Right on. He's got it straight, let me tell you. And he had it straight before he passed on into eternity. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the American Civil Liberties Union, Roger Baldwin, the founder, said at the end of the ACLU is communism. If you ever want to know what's really happening, go ahead and check out what the enemy's decrying, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the American Civil Liberties Union. Notice the name again, friends. Just only there to set as an acronym to throw you off. American Civil, oh man, they're looking out for us. No, they are not. They're a communist organization. But it's posted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Customs agents enforce Trump Muslim country travel ban. They ignore the federal judge. Now, I want to highlight this really quick because, again, friends, when you read the Constitution of the United States of America, you will find that in Article 3, Section 1, judges are there, first and foremost, to discover law and apply law, not to create law. During the first segment, I told you what the laws of our constitutional republic are, and I highlighted them. And now what we have is we have, going back to this judge that's being ignored, folks, it is time for the American people to remove these judges that do not sit during good behavior. Read Article 2, Section 4, but before you do that, read Article 3, Section 1. Where the American people are getting off, that those that serve we the people live above the law and they act outside of the law, which makes them outlaws, it bewilders me. Where are these judges deriving the authority to stop a ban on people that are coming into this country to destroy this country? And it's either you deal with the corrupt, those that represent you, friends, or you're going to be corrupted. It's just that simple. But what we have is we have the ACLU whining like a bunch of little communists that they are, stating that custom agents are enforcing Trump's Muslim country travel ban. Well, listen, you had no problem standing on the side of a criminal foreigner sodomite that was in the White House that was destroying you and your country and the future for your posterity, and you said absolutely nothing about it. You were all about it because you thought he was a good guy. Well, I'm here to help you open up your eyes. And if we go over to Isaiah 10, it tells us that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. If I go over to the book of Acts 28, it tells us that we are, by the power of the Holy Ghost, who's been sent down from heaven to preach through us a lot of grace. Galatians 3:24, going back to Acts 28, is to open men's eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and granting godly repentance and sanctification in the name of Christ. Well, that's what we're doing here, right? So I just wanted to let you know you're a deceived people. You're a reprobate. You're self-condemned. And you're digging a pit at length, which you will fall in to if the American people don't fall or actually awake and push you into it all by yourself rather than taking the rest of us with you. But again, friends, what we have here is they ignore federal judge, said the ACLU. Wait a second. It's unlawful. It's unconstitutional. Therefore, it is illegal. So, folks, it is time. Listen carefully. Listen to what I am telling you. I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm saying so you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm going to say it really clear for you, okay? Remove the judge. In America, it's time to lawfully defy and resist unconstitutional representation. And if you want scripture, go to the Bible from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. But more specifically, go over to 1 Kings 18. It's time for the American people to deal with corruption in their government. We don't need a revolution. We want reformation. And you'll notice in the book of Judges, friends, God restored judges to preserve that nation. And by the way, high-fiving those that are doing their job before God and man, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be here to talk about it right now. We have some good folks in government. There's no question about it. But the bad ones need to be upended. They need to be rooted out. They need to be lawfully dealt with. And not only do we need to just remove them or wait until their incumbency is completely timed out, friends, before we actually deal with it or just say, give them a pass. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. No, we need to now bring these people, every single one of them, while we have the opportunity to make the world anew, said Thomas Paine during the Revolutionary War. We have that same opportunity today, but we the people need to hold them accountable, and if they don't want to rule according to the Constitution, then we're going to deal with those that won't be ruled and actually magnify the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. It's pretty simple. And when we send that message, friends, to actually remove them, again, Article 2, Section 4, and remove them, indict them, folks, and then actually bring forth charges concerning every one of them, nothing's going to change in this country. And right now we have the opportunity to do that. But again, it's time for the American people to lawfully resist. You have that right to lawfully resist. And P.S., I thought this would be of some importance to those that are listening today. The federal judge that's actually blocking the enforcement of the law to remove the illegals from our country, or those that mean to bring harm to America, you know, the infidels, those that they want to kill, right? You know, those poor victims that want to take you out, right? In many cases, that's the fruit. When you look across the sea, friends, that's what you see in the Middle East. That's what you see happening in Europe. The crime rates are skyrocketing, friends. Again, keep in mind, they're not the victims, they're the perpetrators. But I want you to know that the federal judge that just attempted to block what Donald Trump has just enacted or implemented, friends, you do need to know that she is an appointee by Barack Hussein Obama. Of course she is. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that I don't care if she's a federal judge. I don't care who she is. When she violates the smallest jot or tittle of law, the American people should arise and shine and deal with her lawlessness right then and there. So she has no further ground to take when it comes to establishing unrighteousness, attempting to tear down the laws that protect us, that preserve our way of life in this country. She doesn't have a lawful leg to stand on, America. Again, they're set during good behavior. Article 3, Section 1. If they step outside of that, then you remove them. And that applies, you ready for this one? That applies to the Supreme Court as well. I know you have been lied to. I understand that you've been lied to. You know what? As a matter of fact, maybe we need to pull that curtain open as well. Why don't we begin to deal with all of them, starting at the top? Because once we do that, then we're doing our part, and we're not standing back like a bunch of Tories waiting for the good guys to do what they themselves should be doing. We shouldn't be standing back and saying, well, we're going to stand on the side of whoever wins here. Well, how's that going to work out for you? Did you hear about the soldier who wore the North uniform up on the top and the South on the bottom? It's like politicians. And politicians, again, are only the fruit of a people in this country that tolerate corruption. But it reminds me of the soldier in the, that has on his upper half the uniform of the Northern Army. And on the lower part, he's got the uniform of the Southern Army. He wanted it both ways. Well, what he didn't realize is when the shooting starts, he's going to get shot from both ways. And that's exactly what happens. There is no in-betweenites. Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's exactly right. If you don't love your freedom, then leave. Leave with the illegals because you're a part of the problem. You weigh heavy in the body of those that are actually willing to stand up and fight for their freedoms, like our veterans did. But America, I hope you're understanding as to what's going on here. The judge has not a lawful leg to stand on. Neither does the ACLU, friends. I'm going to highlight some more things when we come back, and we're going to explain some things concerning as to what's going on. I want to bring some stats concerning the illegals in real quick, and then I want to play some audio from a Hispanic man that is telling you, America, that what's going on in this country is actually encouraged by the Mexican government concerning the illegals that are coming from the southern border, namely Mexico. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm glad you're so involved out there, America. Love your emails. Love your feedback. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Want to go over to 8 U.S. Code 1182. Inadmissible aliens, suspension of entry or imposition of restriction by the President of the United States of America, whose purpose is to ensure our rights, not to tear away at them. Whenever the President finds that the entry of an alien or of any class of aliens into the United States, it would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be inappropriate. Or to be appropriate. Either or. I had brought up during the second segment that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952. Why was it banned? Because those that were serving we the people were actually doing what they were supposed to be doing at that particular time.
The Immigration and Nationality Act, passed June 27, 1952, revised the laws relating to immigration and naturalization and nationally for the United States. Nationality. The act, which became Public Law 414, established both the law and the intent of Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States and remains in effect today. How come nobody's talking about the law? Is that the stumbling block? Why, of course it is. They don't want reference to law. Who's the lawless one? Satan himself. Who's always trying to tear down law? Satan himself. Satan himself, friends. Always trying to tear down law, isn't he? I want you to listen to this real quick because I want to take this to the spiritual. And then I'm going to come back to this. Law, in which I'm highlighting. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, Exodus 20, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. I'll tell you what, all of you professed Christians out there better make distinction for your own soul's sake between ceremonial law and moral law. Because Christ never abrogated moral law, as some have delusionally believed. Make a distinction between ceremonial law, which Christ has done away with, and moral law, which Christ never. He said that he has not come to destroy the law and the prophets. He's come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Not one jot nor one tittle shall in any wise pass away until all be fulfilled. America, that's the church, the law and the prophets right there. Remember, those that ended up in hell didn't listen to Moses and the prophets. Neither would they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So if you can't hear the law and the prophets, don't sit there and tell me how you're following the Good Shepherd. Because you don't know his voice. You know, it's interesting, too, when I was reading the book of Acts. I'm in the spiritual right now, friends. I was reading in the book of Acts, and Paul was actually confronting the Pharisees of the day, telling them that they did not know the voice of the prophets. Those that claimed to be the seed of Abraham, which they were, but they weren't from above, they were from below, Christ said. Is that not a major flag to many listening to me right now? You know, you go to professors in America today, and I'll tell you what, you love to hear the gentle little speaking effeminate ones, don't you? Yet because they add to your little fleshly lifestyle, they never go against the grain. I want to tell you something. He's a traitor to your soul. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. An open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, and some of you would have it the way of Judas, to your own demise. You better realize the voice of the Spirit. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Here, let me say this. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Iron sharpens iron. And yet, on the other side, the Bible tells us that kisses of an enemy are deceitful. They never tell you anything. Hey, folks, you should be half mad at the preacher after every show on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. Because there is a true care for your soul. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad. Anyways, let's get back to this. That was a little Holy Ghost bunny trail here. Among the many issues it covers concerning Islam being banned from the United States in 1952, it found in Chapter 2, Section 212, it is the prohibiting of entry to the United States if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States of America. Well, some will say, Bradley, that's not all of them. I don't care if it's all of them or not. You just watched a criminal leave that house, the White House in Washington, D.C., who was there for 8 years doing nothing but entertaining your sworn enemies. So if you want to sit back and believe that you've not been infiltrated, you are sadly mistaken. And again, it's perfect judgment. Just not going to get away from that. Leviticus 26, verse 15. And I want to go over to a quote from none other. Oh, because, you know, friends, here's the path. The path of Islam is always the same. Establish a mosque, create an enclave, grow the population of Islam in the United States or any prospective country, claim victimhood. Yep, that's exactly what they're doing. Resist host authorities and customs. That's exactly what they said they would do. And it's exactly what they're doing because they had someone to emulate in the People's White House that was tolerated for 8 years. Exploit lawfare, institute Sharia, secede, and then take control. Is that what you're seeing? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what you're seeing. Therefore, it is nugatory. It is illegal in this country. Let me go back to this because I want to make another point concerning the law in the United States of America. Because, again, it is time for the American people to stand up and lawfully resist. CAIR, C-A-I-R, the founder, Omar Ahmad, founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Notice the word again, the acronym CARE. Okay? I mean, do you think that they're going to put the devil means to destroy America there? Or do you think that they're going to try to blindside the people just like the ACLU and other organizations in the United States of America? Like It Gets Better, and I'm lumping them all together, or the atheist folks. And look at their acronyms. They're all friendly, aren't they? It's like Halloween, and you know, all these little goblins and little devils, they knock on your door and it's cute and it's funny. But the fact of the matter is you don't really understand who's behind the masquerade. I don't even know why I'm there, but someone needs to hear this. Folks, Halloween, just real quick. You know, it's trick or treat, right? Well, over in Europe, what they used to do is they used to knock on your door, and they would tell you to give one of your possessions to them, and if you didn't do that, they'd put a curse on your house. Well, I want to tell you something. The church doesn't apply to, the curse doesn't apply to the church. The curse does not apply to the church in Jesus' name. We're under the blood of the Lamb here. Founder of CARE said, straight out of the mouths of the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist-tied organization in America, said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. What is it about? We've been warned. He just told you what it's about. It's about dominating. It's conquering. It's a death cult, is what it is. Let's get back to this law. Chapter 2, Section 212 is the prohibition of entry into the United States. If that alien, individually or corporately, belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States of America by force, violence, or unconstitutional means, what you're seeing today through protests is unconstitutional means, friends. They don't have the freedom to break the law. And that's all you see these people doing. This, by its very definition, rules out Islamic immigration to the United States. But this law is being ignored by those that represent the law in this country, friends. Matter of fact, if you go online, you'll find many representatives getting paid off by these organizations, just like Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, who mean to dominate and conquer your country. It rules out Islamic immigration to the United States, but this law is being ignored. Islamic immigration to the United States would be prohibited under this law because the Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical. It runs against contrast to the United States government, the Constitution, and the Republic. Bingo! That's right! Oh boy. Hey, I'll tell you what. Hey, let's educate ourselves, friends, so we're never into question as to whose side we're on or as to what we're establishing. It's a good place to be. It's sound, without air. It's a good place to be, to put your feet upon the rock. Again, this is antithetical to the United States government, the Constitution, and the Republic. Why would a federal judge be defying an order from the President of the United States of America that is lawful? I told you, friends, when those that serve we the people do the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand behind them 100%. If they're doing the wrong thing, even the smallest jot or tittle, I'll be the first one to stand out against them and to cry their crimes against the Constitution, in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give us, ratifying the Constitution, in which most people don't even know. All Muslims who attest that the Quran is their life's guiding principle subscribe to submission to Islam and its form of government. But what are we seeing? The politically correct crowd, thank the conservatives for that, friends, say that the Islamists cannot be prohibited from the entering the United States because Islam is a religion. Whether it is a religion is immaterial because the law states that aliens who are affiliated with any organization that advocates the overthrow of our government is prohibited. Common sense. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Appreciate your listenership, friends. We're speaking about a lot in the hour in which we have. And I'm doing my best to give you every branch off of each individual tree, each individual topic, so you understand exactly what I'm trying to jam in the short amount of time in which I've been allotted. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, which goes line upon line, precept upon precept, and we're going to get back to the Hispanic individual, and I want you to listen to this audio real quick concerning the illegals coming into the United States, because it's not just the Muslims, which are being encouraged concerning those south of the border by the Mexican government to do so. But did you see this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Prince? Trump to Chicago mayor. Chicago mayor is one of those that is defying the law. It's mob, folks. It's just that simple. But Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, he's the one that's saying, you know what, if you want to come into Chicago, we'll take you in. They're called sanctuary cities. It's a violation of federal law. It's a felony. And there's over 300 cities in the United States of America where your representatives are housing and alluring these individuals into their prospective cities and states on your dime. So talking about cleaning the house, we have to start now. But Trump to a Chicago mayor, you better fix your city or else I'm sending in the feds. You know, we need a Josiah today who rips himself after he sees the moral law of God and corrects the wrong. And again, as I've said and I say again, I will stand behind the right 100%. And I will stand against the wrong 100%. Let's get over to this so I can get this. Sam, how long is that video that I want to play, that audio? Okay. Despite astonishing statistics on violent crimes committed by, listen carefully, illegal immigrants, we see that the United States Senate blocked a bill aimed at cracking down on America's nearly 300 sanctuary cities. As I said, it's your representatives doing this. The United States Senate blocked a bill aimed at cracking down on America's nearly 300 sanctuary cities. Why? Who's doing it, friends? The United States Senate blocked a bill aimed at cracking down on America's nearly 300 sanctuary cities. But don't worry about it, friends. These are the same people trying to disarm you, too. And keep in mind, they're guarded by the Secret Service, many of them. They're guarded by armed guards, friends. See, it applies to us peasants, but it doesn't apply to them that have been given our trust through delegation of power given unto us by our Creator. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, the Declaration of Independence. Now, going back, laws in sanctuary cities help shield illegal immigrants from deportation even after they've committed felonies. Did you hear what I said? Your representatives are protecting the criminals, illegals in our country, from those that they perpetuate crimes against. Cheryl Atkinson, with Full Measure, found the problem of the United States as a sanctuary for crime is much larger and often understood by politicians and advocates with special interests at stake. Of course, they're selling you down the river. You're being kissed by politicians that are taking money from special interest groups that are selling you down the river, literally. Cheryl Atkinson said families of victims say politics and political correctness have forced their personal tragedies into the shadows while shielding the criminals. Wow. That's pretty crazy. What we have learned was an astonishing 2013 and 2014 alone, ICE set loose more than 66,000 illegal immigrant criminals who had over 166,000 convictions, 30,000 for drunk or drug driving. That's called a DUI and a DWI. 414 illegals in America were actually busted for committing the crime of kidnapping. Read 1 Timothy 1:7 because it'll tell you what you're supposed to do with kidnappers. Over 1,100,000 illegals in this country, 11,000 rapes or other sexual assaults, and 395 murders. And it's your representatives that are blocking, folks, that are blocking the laws from being enforced against those that are committing crimes, namely the illegals. It's your senators that are blocking the bill from enforcing the laws. Wow. Now, I want to go over to the southern border really quick while I have the time. I want you to listen to this individual because he's going to bring forth some information that you may have not heard of or have heard before. The government in Mexico has been encouraging their people to come into America illegal. But you should see, just to show you the double standard here again, you should see their laws. I don't know that anybody does this, but if you were ever to export or import yourself from America over into Mexico illegally, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't fly, and it wouldn't go very long. Listen to this guy real carefully, friends. Go ahead,
President Sam. Of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, stated publicly that he stands against the idea of building a wall separating Mexico from the United States, citing humane reasons. Should this come as a surprise? No, it shouldn't. Well, why shouldn't it? Well, it's a known fact that for many years the Mexican government has been encouraging illegal immigration into the United States from Mexico. They've even gone as far as handing out pamphlets that map out the best route towards the United States. Now, before I go on to explain why illegal immigration is beneficial to the Mexican economy, first let me share this video reference point to validate my first claim.
Few add 10, while the U.S. government spends millions of dollars every year to secure the border with Mexico, the Mexican government could actually be helping illegal immigrants sneak into the U.S. KDBC 4 News reporter Marian Martinez is live in the newsroom. Marian, how is the Mexican government helping?
Well, Christina, a group sponsored by the Mexican government helps immigrants lost in the desert find their way to routes that will lead them to the U.S. Is this humanitarian aid, or is the Mexican government sponsoring illegal immigration?
Between 2015 and 2016, $24.6 billion flowed back into the pockets of Mexicans thanks to friends and relatives living here in the United States. And this is according to Mexico's central bank. And they also stated that it is more than Mexico earned for its oil exports, which only earned them $23.4 billion in 2015. Remittances, or should we say money being transferred from the United States to Mexico, has become a very vital part of the economic growth in Mexico. Trump's campaign slogan, Build the Wall, immediately affected Mexico's economy, hitting an all-time low of only 2.2% growth, which drove the Mexican government to hike gas prices up by 20%. That led to protests and rioting in the Republic of Mexico. This year, that growth has hit an even further all-time low with only 1.7%. If illegal immigration is stopped here in the United States, then Mexico would lose $26.6 billion yearly, which comes directly from the 10 million illegal immigrants that reside here in the United States and wire money back to Mexico. Presently, there are more than 15 million illegal immigrants from the Republic of Mexico here in the United States that send hundreds of dollars home, which contribute to billions of dollars in the Mexican economy. So you see, this has nothing to do with illegal immigration issues or civil rights issues. This has to do with money, nothing but money.
It's always money, folks, and it's always who has to gain from it. That's the time allotted. I'll tell you what we're going to do, friends. I'm going to hand it over to Stephanie really quick. Again, friends, what we're doing is we're turning the lamp up, friends. We're turning the torches up. We're turning the flashlights on, friends, in your eyes to cause you to understand that you're not being told the whole truth here and what really is going on. We need to individually take back this country, friends, because that's where it starts, so we can bring back to the very meaning of what our forefathers meant, because we can do this as we, the people, the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America, one nation under God.
Well, let me take you to a student who has heard our presentation. This is what the student Amanda had to say, age 16 years old. When our school first heard the Junkyard Prophet was coming, everyone shunned it, complaining that they couldn't believe how our school was pushing more say no to drugs crap. This is her words. She said, when I first walked into the gym, everyone was still complaining my belief that this lysine was going to be the same as all the others. You know, fall asleep, boredom, not really listening. About 15 minutes into it, I saw a completely different school. I had never seen people pay attention or even have a reaction. It was like coming out of a coma or something. I think these guys have a positive message, and they put it in our perspective. That's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty, is we're reaching those who are...
That was a high school.
That was a high school, yeah. Yep. Who are totally being forgotten about in so many ways, and we need your support to be able to continue to do what we do and reach out to these young people.
That is one
people.
Of hundreds that we have on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Go to our website. Yep. Go to Event Assemblies and see all the testimonials there. So please do support us. Monthly supporters really do make a huge difference in our ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button telling you about the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. Sign up today. It's easy. It's safe. It's secure. And you're going to help to reach the gospel to more people across America.
Amen. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family.
The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.